Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
And let's have a look at Canterbury today. The man who knows all about it is track manager Greg Carmody. Good morning, Greg.
Morning to you, Sean.
What have you got for us today? What sort of track?
Yeah, we've got a good four this morning, Sean, with a panel of 4.73. Pretty much identical to 2 weeks ago. We were at 4.74. So applied 7 mil of irrigation throughout the week. The last bit went on Monday. 2 mil went on Monday. So track's not needing quite so much this time of year, Sean. It's cooled down and slowed down.
All right, terrific. The rail is out three, is it?
Rail's out three from true last 2 weeks ago, yeah.
All right, terrific. So all in all, pretty good day you've got lined up.
Yeah, a little bit smoky at the moment, but it is a little bit cooler.
Oops, sorry, you just broke up there, Greg, you were saying?
Oh, it's a bit smoky, Sean, you know, with the
haze.
Yeah, yeah. But it has got a bit clearer in the last half an hour.
Oh, that's good. All right, yeah. Terrific. Good luck today. Sounds like a great day's racing.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thanks a lot, Greg Carmody. Paul Joyce, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Lovely to speak with you. Yeah, it's a beautiful autumn day, obviously, in Sydney. But, that smoke's just lingering around. But it'll clear off, I'm sure, by the first. And, you know, the track raced really well. Her first meeting back there last time, couple of weeks ago. So I'm expecting another fair track today.
All right, Ray Hickson, how are you, Ray?
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Paul. Very well, thanks. Had a little bit of a freshen up and back into it for not a bad meeting, particularly early in the day, I think. And, I echo Paul's sentiments. Hopefully it's a fair track and it looks like good conditions for the day.
Jared Daffy, how are you, Jared?
Very well, thanks, Cozzy.
That's good. Canterbury today. We bounced the ball the first and we put out 6 Petronius and number 8 Morenzo.
We do. Not much movement around the top three, although they do dominate the market. One Big Boy Roy, $3.60 to $3.70. Cordia, $3.50, $3.50, $3.40, $3.50. The favourite is number 3, AC Bow. It was $2.15 early this morning after the scratchings. Just slightly out to $2.20 now. 4 Fasano, $34. 5 Poncho, $23. 6 is scratched. 7 Chabonar for Godolphin. Been a bit of money for it this morning. It was $18 earlier. It's into $16. The 8 is scratched. 9 Bells approaching $61 into $51. And 10 Vaporizing's been around about that $9 mark for most of the morning. Just lightens up shortly into $8.50.
Yeah, speed in the race here. Look, AG Bow, I expect, will lead from barrier 1. It just took a sit over the 1,000 on debut, but gets the extra 250 metres here. Otherwise, Big Boy Roy, he's been right on pace basically at all of his starts to date. And Vaporizing, if he jumps well, I think will be in the first three, right?
Well, I think there's a good opportunity for AC Bow to lead if they want. I don't think he had the chance to lead last start. I think that he just didn't have the pace over the 1,000 metres. But over the 1,250, I think he'll be taking it up, or at least right there. And look, I think we can kick off with him winning the first. I'm fairly confident. He's coming out of a stronger race than most of these. Like I said, I thought he was a bit outpaced, particularly in the middle stages of that race. But he produced the fastest last 600 of the race, 33.07, to get within just under a length of Splintex and probably about a head to Space Boy. And look, I think if he can control his destiny up here on the pace, he might be a bit too good. The Godolphin horse, Cordia, number 2, didn't have any friends at all in the betting on debut, but I thought he ran quite a nice race, and if he can match that and improve on it, he's certainly capable of being there. 10 Vaporizing. Interesting, all his starts so far have been at 1,000 metres or less, so we have to see how he goes at 1,250, but the way he hit the line last start suggests he is looking for a little bit more. And one Big Boy Roy, Mr. Consistent, he'll be thereabouts. I don't think he had any excuses, though, for finishing behind Cordia last start, so but he's got to go in. I'm pretty confident, though, in race one, Paul. 3, 2, 10 and 1.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go with 10. I've gone 10, 3, 1 and 2. I'm definitely having something on Vaporizing here today. I did back him at Kembla last start. He was heavily backed, 4.40 into 3.10. Had a mid-draw over the 1,000, but he was probably just that half-length out, slow out, and it just cost him the race because he was 5 wide, no cover, around that big sweeping turn at Kembla, and the first 3 across the line all stuck close to the inside, and I thought it was a massive effort to come late and dive at them and only go down that one length. and that was on the back of a huge run at Newcastle behind Divashan, where again he was just thwarted by the gate there. That 900 start at Newcastle, he was 7 of 9 and 3 wide the trip facing the breeze. So I'm happy to see him at the 1250 off a better gate, enjoy a better run in transit, and just see what he can do, because I think he's been very stiff at his 2 runs back from a spell. The 380 Bow, extremely hard to beat off that inside gate, particularly if he jumps well and finds the front. He could just get control of this race, and it could be all over turning for home, especially coming through that Splintex Space Boy form, which you would think is the strongest form line coming into this race. The one, Big Boy Roy, thought he was a little bit green, did a few things wrong. Senior jockey jumps on him after his last start, third at Canterbury. And Cordia, on the other hand, Rachel King gave him an absolute peach there. He got the dream rails split. He never went around a horse. And maybe that run was flat at the touch as a result of such a good ride. But Jase McDonald certainly today getting on may just find an extra half length with him, and that's probably all he needs to win. So I think it's a very competitive opening race, but I'm backing the 10, 3, 1, and 2.
And Darren Findell's gone 3 from 2, 1, and 10. 3, 2, 1, and 10. Now, the second event put out 3 All Saints Eve and 10 Seraph.
Single Bond, number 1, 750 out to 9. 2 Matty Rocks now. It was 240 after scratchings. Quickly got into 230, but now with some support for others, back out to 240. So it's the current favourite, number 2, Matty Rocks. 3 is scratched. 4, Born to Play. 460 into 420. 5, Islands, 26 to 34. 6, Nudge, 12 out to 14. 7, Pelurian, 850 out to 10. Number 8, Rocarosa, 26 to 31. 9, Saigon, 18 to 21. 10 is scratched. Number 11, Strange Touch Charm, 31 to 34. And La Cosmo, number 12, some money for it as well, 6 into 480. But current favourite, number 2, Matty Rocks, 240.
Yeah, speed in the race will be interesting here. I think Single Blonde, most will have pressing forward, perhaps leading. Islands is drawn out, so she'll probably have to go forward. La Cosmo, I expect her to be kicking up in that first 3, and a couple of query runners such as Matty Rocks and Born to Play, just whether or not they're ridden quietly or whether they kick up early, Ray, they're probably the two that I'm not 100% sure where they'll be.
Yeah, very tricky race to work out map-wise and I think result-wise. I was encouraged by the support for La Cosmo, number 12, this morning. I had her on top. Look, I thought that she was trialling really well leading into a debut, and I think you got to forgive the run because it was a heavy track. She started $2.90, the race run by Girls Are Ready and Devashan, and you might remember Devashan went out quite hard in front on that occasion. I think that's a completely forgive run. She's trialled well since returning, drawn nicely. I'd expect her, assuming she gets away with them, to get a nice run and run well without being particularly bullish. One of the outsiders impressed me in the trials, number 8, Rocarosa, around the 30 to 1, I think Jared said there. She's out of a sort of a 2,000 metre Group 1 winning mare, and the trial was over 799 metres, and just like the way she stretched out when she was asked to go a little bit. So 1250 on debut, she might run a cheeky race. 2 Matty Rocks, I think she's a little bit under the odds, but you know, she bumped into a handy one on debut a couple of weeks ago. 7 Pelurian, I thought, is one of those mystery horses because she's had 2 trials, and the first one she saw no daylight at all, and then the second one wasn't really tested, so it's a bit of a query. And look, I have to mention Born to Play, number 4. She trialled outstandingly, but that was like 6 weeks ago, and we haven't seen her since. She's been scratched a couple of times. The support suggests that she's all in order, so I've got to respect it as well. But 12 from 8, 2 and 7 after all that, Paul.
Yeah, look, I know where you're coming from. I ended up putting the 4 on top. I went 4, 12, 2 and 1. But it is a query as to why she hasn't raced in that sort of 6-week period since that trial. And off the trial behind Villamai, you just wanted to back her wherever she turned up. So she's here now. There's money for her. She's got a slightly tricky gait. Not sure where she'll get to in the run. Karen McAvoy can be in charge of that. But I'm just going off that trial. It looked like she was better than your average 2-year-old off that trial, and she's bred to be very good. So I'll back her at around that $4.20 mark, and obviously just see how the market plays out leading into the race and get any sort of guide you can from the mounting yard. I think number 12, La Cosmo, is probably a safer play at around the same price, even a slightly better price if you wanted to jump in early. Because I think she will definitely hold her mark here and perhaps firm, because she's trialled so well leading into this run. She went out favourite on debut. And she's got the perfect gate here. So I think she's, you know, the safer play if you don't want to risk it on Born to Play. Number two, Maddie Rocks. I agree in a way there. She's probably slightly under the odds considering she went around at $5 on debut behind California Zimbal and had every chance. But it's probably a really strong form reference. And number one, Single Blonde. Look, I'll put her in for fourth. I thought her effort in the Woodlands at Scone was a touch disappointing there. But, you know, that was a listed race. Libertini won it well, and she's a bit of a freak, the winner. So she could definitely stick on up on pace, but I think it's amongst the other three as for the winner. I've gone 4-12, 2-1.
And Darren Frindell likes 4-2-8-1, 4-2-8-1 race two. Third event, let's have a look here, and the scratching is number nine, Charmed Princess.
Looking at the prices here, because it looks a pretty tough event, but they have latched onto a couple. Number one, Marmaris at 17, 2 Pembroke Castle, $9, 3 Bare Naked Lady, $4.80. It's one of those. There was a bet of 500 each way and 560 win, 300 a place at 480. Number 4 Notation, 340 to 360 this morning. There was money for it overnight at the 360 this morning, one bet of $2,000. 5 Zavance, $19, 6 Balladeal, 480. 7 Stella Sea Sun at $4, 8 Musume at $9. So not much movement in the market, but pretty good support for the 4 and then to a lesser degree the 3.
Yeah, look, speed's interesting because it just depends which horses, which of these 3-year-olds want to really press on. I think Notation and Musume are the two obvious to land 1-2, but Bare Naked Lady could press on. She's drawn out a bit. The Stella Sea Sun could press forward. She's drawn the outside gate. So it's just a matter of how much pressure they want to apply from those gates. But it's only a relatively small field race, so I still think the on paces may have a slight edge.
Yeah, it is an interesting one to work out. And I'm going to have a bit of a Hail Mary here, I guess. I know the market doesn't suggest it is, but number six, Balladeal. Well, ran last. Last time we saw him back on the 17th of April behind Victor Salute and Ronstar, starting at $4. And he's been gelded since then. He came out and had a very quiet trial last week at Rose Hill. So I just didn't think that was a suitable race at Warwick Farm, the 1,100 metres. He's more a sort of a... The 1,250 is more his go. He can certainly sit up somewhere near the pace. And if he produces his best form like that, which took him to an easy win at Warwick Farm back in January. He's capable of winning this if he's, you know, if all is in order with him, and that's the risk with him. I'm going to take that risk. I think 3 Bare Naked Lady is very hard to beat. You know, she comes out of that English Guineas, Wild Planet and Military Zone, and I just wonder whether she runs 1,400 metres. So back to the 1,250 is probably better for her. 5 Zavance, I think, can run a nice race first up if there is a little bit of pace injected into the race. And number 4, Notation, hasn't raced since December. Has had a jump out, which I thought was okay, at Flemington. And, you know, being an on-pacer, if it's not a strong pace, she might get a chance. But, look, wide-open race. I could make a case for all of them, Paul. 6, 3, 5, 4 for me.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that. I went 4, 7, 3 and 6. So I just thought Notation ticked the box as far as where I want to be in the run. She's got the perfect gate to bounce lead. If there's not too much pressure applied, she might get some on-pace favours. She's had 5 starts for 2 wins and 2 placings. Now, the only time she missed a place was in a listed race behind Pahuta Kawa and Madame Rouge at 1,400 Flemington. So she's even got the better form there for a benchmark 70 race. And the risk is she's first up, but she did win on debut. So she's proven she can win first up as well. And I really like the Hayes Davenant Yard using Blake McDougall because I think he's an underrated apprentice. He's riding a stack of winners. And you get that 2 kilos off. And that could prove vital around the 1,250 here today. 7, Stella Sea Sun. Hard to leave her out. She's had 5 starts, never missed a top 2 finish. Slightly tricky gate, got the job done as an odds on favourite last start and easier company. So, look, I think she's got to be respected, even though she's taking a slight step up in grade. The 3 Bare Naked Lady, very good point you make there about the 1,400 of the English Guineas. Perhaps she just doesn't see that out. So back to the 1,250 certainly suits. And here again, Sam Plenton claiming 2. So another smart use of the apprentice claim. And number 6, Balladeal. Look, I'm not sure what to do with him. Gelded in such a short time frame back at the races. I know they do it these days, and it tends to work some of the time. Some of the time it doesn't. And then you see them tip out for a decent spell. They come back better horses. But, you know, off that trial, just keep an eye on the betting moves. 4, 7, 3 and 6.
Now, Darren likes 3, 4, 6, and 2. 3, 4, 6, 2. Race 4, scratch 6, Alaskan Sun, and 10, Nishimia.
Well, this is an intriguing betting race here, guys. We've got one that's probably out of the market, number 7, You Know For Wurzo, a $34 pop. The remaining 7, when the prices went up yesterday, there was only a couple of dollars between all 7, but there's been a seismic shift here. Now, 1 Pandemonium, $7.50. 2 Bella Success, 7 into 6 this morning. Number 3, The Closer at $6.50. 4 Waruna at 5. Number 5, Lady of Shalott, 7 to 7.50. The 6 is out, You Know For Wurzo, still a $34 pop. Number 8, Impetuoso, 9.50 into 9. And the one I'm referring to, Austria, rock solid $2.60 favourite this morning after those after that scratching came out. It hasn't moved in, it hasn't moved out, but there's money for it at that quote. So a clear favourite now, number 9, Austria.
Looks like a lovely run too, Jared. She probably lobs in fourth, trailing the speed. I think you've probably got the likes of Una for words of the Ruffy will roll forward. The Closer could press on from that wide gate without surprising. And Pandemonium with the big weight, Barrier 1, I suppose she has to use that to some degree. Wouldn't be a total shock if Austria got a bit closer to the action, but on my map race, she probably lobs fourth with the trail.
That sounds pretty good to me. The pace is the one question mark I have with Austria, but I have to have her on top. I think she's lightly raced horse on the way up. The only question I have with her is she one-dimensional? And we'll find that out today because she's settled well back in her two starts so far from handy draws. Last start at Scone, she just had too much to do behind Occupy in that Metro Class 1 on the first day of the carnival. We get to find out what kind of horse she is in this race, in a very winnable race. So I'll have her on top, and let's keep an eye on any further support. For Waruna, a bit in and out, but I thought she had excuses last start. She was just a shade slow away and then got squeezed out, and that was pretty much the end of her there. She wasn't able to run on. Two starts back, she ran on well at 1400 at Kenzo. Number 3, The Closer. Not really sure what to do with this filly. Obviously, the Kiramar David Eustace team know what they're doing, and she did start favourite at Warrnambool last start. She was beaten 45 lengths but pulled up with an irregular heartbeat. There was no notification of cardiac arrhythmia or anything like that, the sort of buzzwords that we look for, but I thought irregular heartbeat quite possibly could be something similar. So respect her, and 2 Bella Success on the back up from Saturday, where I thought she ran an excellent race in the Strome Rillam in Ruby race. There's a couple others I could mention as well, but I'll go 9 to win from 4, 3, and 2. Paul?
Yeah, I'm going to go 3, 9, 8, and 1. I'm gambling on The Closer here. I think she's got the best form. I mean, she led them up in a vanity, and she only finished 5.5 lengths behind Amphitrite, very elegant, fundamentalist. Wow, that's got a benchmark 72 midweek field covered if she could reproduce that. Then she ran fourth in a CUNY behind Spanish Whisper, only beaten 2.5. And obviously then, you've got the safely held behind Princess Jenny, but that's no disgrace. And then the Warrnambool flop, where she was favourite. Now, irregular heart rhythm, it basically is your heart arrhythmia. So many times we see horses bounce back off that. It doesn't seem to hinder them for too long. And I think she may just get across from that gate and even dictate terms today if things fall her way. And I just think she's got the class to beat this field here. Number 9, Austria. Obviously, the danger. I think James McDonald booking is key. How often have we seen it? It was only last week. He was on a horse that was renowned for being slow out and settling clear last. And somehow, even though it was slow out, he managed to end up with it third or fourth after they'd gone 100 metres. So he's just got the knack of getting these tardy beginners out quickly. And if he can get her out a couple of lengths close to the action, she's obviously the horse to beat today. I thought the 8 Impetuoso was good at Hawkesbury. She's never been a filly I've had much time for, but I really like the way she got through the line there and knocked off Bondi Boy, who was a horse I'd been following, and she won that race fair and square. So maybe the Snowdens have finally got her turn the corner as a late three-year-old. And number 1, Pandemonium. Interesting to see what she can do back at the races. We heard that chat this morning with Paul Massara and Sean, as she just didn't get into pole, and she's back at the races. So I'll go 3, 9, 8, and 1.
And Darren Findell's gone 9147, 9 being his best bet of the day in race 4, 9147. We go to race 5 at a full field.
Ray, having been to dozens of Warrnambool carnivals, let me tell you that it's not unusual for a horse or a human to pull up with an irregular heartbeat.
Yes, I've been to a Warrnambool as well. It is quite an experience.
It certainly is. Race 5, the one Generalissimo, 14 out to 15, two Metamorphic, 370 to 380, three Forever New York, seven out to 750, four Raffer's Choice, six Solid at that quote, number five Molasses. Now, it's been 14 into 11, bearing in mind that this is the complete field as what was when the market went up. 26 into 11 it's been. Number six Poet's Advocate, 26 to 34. Seven Stone Cold, 19 to 21. 10 Katinas at $10. 9 Medivina. It was 3.50 when the market went up this morning. It's been 2.90 into 2.60. One of the better back runners anywhere today. And number 10 Prima Stella, 34 to 41.
Yeah, it looks as though they're backing the back markers here, which can make a bit of sense if you do your speed map. Cotton Ostra on the one, he can often go really keenly in front, fast in front, so maybe hold the rail lead. Working across, Raffer's Choice is drawn out, and Forever New York's also drawn out. So they're your two that'll be working across, but it all depends on how Cotton Ostra goes out on the speed today, Ray.
Yeah, that's right. Interesting, that support for Molasses. It must be the Billy Owen fans, because this is the heat of the rising star for apprentice jockeys, and from memory, I think Billy Owen needs to win all three of the last heats to take out the title. So maybe there's some support there. That said, I'm going to go with number two, Metamorphic. And had he drawn a little bit better, I'd probably make him the best on the day. He's very, very much a dry tracker, this horse. He's adept at the 1250 at Canterbury. Last preparation, he had form around, you know, he beat You Make Me Smile over this trip. He had form around Jungle Eyes, Wagner, Esperance, those kind of horses. That's pretty good for this sort of field. Liked his trial where he nudged out Ring-a-Ding-Ding at Rose Hill last week. He's a horse that can sit pretty much anywhere in a race, so it's really up to Sam Weatherly and where he gets to in the run. There's a bit of speed drawn outside him, as Paul said. I think if he gets the right run, he's going to be very hard to beat. Nine Metavina, short enough for my liking. It's the sort of race that that she could quite easily win. Her two runs back have been fine. I just got a question mark over the 1250, to be honest. I thought she sort of peaked at both those runs, but I could be wrong there. Number three, Forever New York. You know, solid return behind Colding and Say Da Vinci. And four, Raffer's Choice, carried a big weight to win at Wagga over the carnival. Drops some 6.5 kilos. Will go forward. I don't think there's too many winning chances, personally, but I'm reasonably keen on two Metamorphic from 9, 3, and 4. Paul?
Yeah, look, I'm going 3, 2, 1, and 9. I'm happy to back the three each way here for Evan New York. He's been in the money at his past four starts. Obviously, first up this prep, very good third behind Colding, who's absolutely flying at the moment. And just from out there on that gate, Blake McDougall's 2 kilos. I can just see them taking their time, working across, seeing what happens underneath them. And if he can end up outside the lead or trailing Cotton Ostra and sort of hit the front turning for home, I'd want to be on him at the $8 mark rather than anything else, trying to get a bit of luck through the pack in these apprentices-only races. And, you know, he's got form around Bennelong Dancer going back two of his last three starts as well, and he's won over this track and distance, and he's probably best on good track. So there's a lot to like about him, particularly the price. Number two, Metamorphic. He doesn't win out of turn, but he rarely runs a bad race. His first up stat's solid. His form here is solid enough, and there should be a good speed to suit him first up, and I'm convinced he's a good track horse, so he gets the right conditions. I think one Generalissimo is my knockout. I'll be playing him in the quaddie as well, because he just wasn't himself first up on his home track in the Saturday standalone meeting behind Signore Fox. He trialled brilliantly heading into that run, and I'm going to give him another chance. He is a listed winner. He's a Group 3 place getter. He's going around here in a benchmark 70 with only 58.5, so I've got to throw him in somewhere. And number 9, Metavina. I'm a bit with you, Ray. I know this race profiles well for her. She's probably got the best or most informed apprentice of Robbie Dolan aboard, but I think she's short enough for a mare that hasn't won in a year, and she's had plenty of chances. 3, 2, 1, and 9.
Now, in this, Darren Fendella's gone 2, 9, 1, and 8, 2, 9, 1, 8 in race 5. The next event, and we have no scratchings.
The 1 Be Mindful, 460 out to 480. 2 Redemption Road, 950. 3 Tim's Principle, 16. Number 4, Say Da Vinci, 650 into 6. Number 5, Art of Excellence, 34. 6, Sonari, 3 into 290. 7, Carp Fever, 10 into 9. Number 8, War Set at 480. Number 9, Jarrett, 18 out to 19. and 10 on Angels Wings, $34. Pretty good support in the latter part of the morning for the favourite here, number 6, Sonaree.
Yeah, well, Sonaree's the leader on paper, but the question will be what Redemption Road and Art of Excellence do, because Art of Excellence, when he wants to, he jumps cleanly. He probably leads by a couple of lengths. So he'll be the one that adds the spice into the race if he comes out cleanly today. The only other one, Jarrett, probably handy. So it all hinges on where Art of Excellence lands today, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's a funny horse. I remember him leading at Warwick Farm by a big space one day and holding on, I think. Look, this is a tough race. I'm going with the top weight, Be Mindful. He has had excuses his last couple. He was never in the race on the Kensington track, won by Polaris Jack, beating Nobu two back. But last start, he split Smiling City and Bella Success. And looking at the where he had a bit of support too in the market, looking at the stewards' vision of that race, I'm not going to say he would have won, but when the winner sort of moved, when he was going for a run outside the winner just sort of moved out, and then he moved back in, and he just kind of got balked, not necessarily interfered with. He's consistent, good tracker, should hopefully find a spot sort of midfield, and you know, look, he'll run well without being particularly bullish. Number 8, Warset, I think, is an interesting horse. Look, he sprouted wings to win two starts back at Newcastle over the 14, and then I thought he was a bit stiff there over the 1,500 metres last start. He just didn't get out until sort of halfway down the straight. Force Da Vinci is getting close to a win. He chased home Colding last start at the 1250. 1550 is much more in his comfort zone. And number 6, Sonaree, in for fourth. Look, you know, I thought he's had his chance his last two at Pakenham and Sandown, but being an on-pacer, if he gets those favours, no surprise at all to see him, you know, sneak away and steal it. Look, tough race. We'll go number 1 on top from 8, 4 and 6, Paul.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. I'm 1, 6, 4, and 8. So very similar first four, and the same reasoning with Be Mindful. Look, I think he should have won last start. I thought he was travelling better than the horse that beat him. At the top of the straight, he just couldn't get out of the pocket. It had been a lovely ride up until then by Sam Weatherly, and I think it shows a lot of faith in Chris Waller that he's left Sam on, because it would have been easy to take him off and use the apprentice as a reason for defeat. And you know, it was just the way racing is sometimes. You can give the horse the peach in the box seat and the gaps don't come, particularly around Canterbury. Mm. And to give him another chance, I think, shows a lot of faith in him. And I think Sam will repay that faith and get the job done today on Be Mindful. I think he will atone for that unlucky second. I think number 6, Sonaree, is the big danger. He's just in too good a form not to put in here, considering he's drawn perfectly. He'll probably land in the first two or three. He may lead, and he may dictate terms. So I think he's got to be somewhere high up in your numbers. The 4, Say Da Vinci, just loves the 1550 here at Canterbury. He's had 3 goes at it for 2 wins and a placing. He chased home the very smart Colding over 1250 last time, so the extra trip suits. He needs a bit of luck. He's drawn out and he tends to get back. But, as I said, he just loves it around here. And number 8, Warset. Yeah, he is an interesting runner, coming through easier races, but he hasn't been having a lot of luck, particularly last start. And I think James McDonald jumping aboard will certainly wake him up a touch. So I'll go 1, 6, 4, and 8 in race 6.
Darren Findell's gone the same, 1, 6, 4, and 8. And we come to the final event, race 7. Pull out 1, Bayed, 3, Liardo, 9, Costas, and 13, Vertex.
As you mentioned, the 1 is out. Number 2, Highly Desired, 750 into 7. 3 is scratched. 4, Marcelina, 14. Number 5, Lady Evelyn. Now, it's been 13 into 850 this morning after the scratchings. Number 6, Sea Babe at 950. 7, Hostwin Epinui, 950. Number 8, Lady QV at 9. The 9 is scratched. 10, Targe, 9 out of 10. Number 11, Takeda, 23. The favourite is number 12, Savinia. And again, pretty well supported this morning. Was $4 earlier. It's now into 320. The 13 is scratched. Number 14, Holy Empress, 15 into 14. 15, Itzka, $41. 16, Never Been, another $41. And number 17, Wristband, 14 into 13. So a bit of support there for a couple of roughies, but the number 12 is the favourite here, Savinia at 320.
Yeah, it's a tricky race to map because we've got a big field and we've got some drawn awkwardly that are going to have to make some decisions whether they go forward or back. I think Highly Desired is one we can bank on to roll forward. And Takeda, she's drawn right out. I think she'll roll forward as well. But don't be surprised if there's a bit more pressure than what there reads on paper.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think this is prime opportunity for Savine, number 12. I know she's attracted a bit of support this morning, which is good. She'll most likely start favourite. Look, you know, she was beaten at Hawkesbury last start in a maiden there. I kind of felt like she beat herself a little bit. I know the winner has been beaten since, but she went around $1.60 and was a bit all over the place and ran in a bit. There was a protest, but it was thrown out. But before that, though, she hit the line strongly behind Agassi and beat home Smiling City, who was a city winner after that. So, if she came out, if that last start second was a win, well, you know, we're not worried about the fact that she's a maiden. Anyway, I think this is a chance, number 12. Number 7, Hostwin Epanui, has put a couple of good runs together. He's drawn well. He'll probably be thereabouts. Number 5, Lady Evelyn, I think, is an improver. She was excellent second up behind Madison Avenue on Anzac Day at Randwick and just sort of was never in the hunt last start, getting back as favourite at Newcastle, so we'll forgive her that. And 6, Sea Babe, she won one of these races a couple of months ago, and like, I think coming back up in distance suits her. Look, 12 on top from 7, 5 and 6 in the last pull.
Yeah, open race. I've gone 7, 4, 8 and 12. The 7 on top, Hostwin Epanui. I just think he'll be in the right spot. I don't mind his form. The Belfast Bella, third at Hawkesbury. A couple of starts ago, Belfast Bella should have won the standalone Saturday staying race at Hawkesbury, and then a third at Warwick Farm. It's always rock solid. That was behind Hartlett and Carriff. So with the right run, right price, I'm happy to go with the 7. Ahead of the 4, Marcelina. She's an interesting runner. Group 2 placed, Group 3 placed. The last start winner only at Port Macquarie. But I think Chris Lees has certainly got a handy mare on his hands here, and she seems to go best on top of the ground, which is surprising for a Savabille. So keen to see her at the big odds. Number 8, Lady Curvey, had no luck at Hawkesbury last start when she drew 13. Unfortunately, she's drawn out again today, but she was a good winner at Kembla prior to that. And if Tommy Berry can produce an 11 out of 10 ride, I think she's a definite chance. And number 12, Savine, I think she's short enough, but you've got the Karen McAvoy factor. At the end of the day, she's still a maiden taking on a benchmark 64, and she's only a 3-year-old filly. But, you know, she was unlucky last start at Hawkesbury, and I can see why she's hard in the market. 7, 4, 8 and 12 in the last.
And 12.58 from Darren Flindell, 12.58. His best is race 4, number 9. Best bet, race 4, number 9 from Darren. Now, Paul, what's your best?
I haven't got a best as such, but I've got two good value plays today. I think race 1, number 10, Vaporizing, and race 5, number 3, Forever New York. They're both close to double figures, and I think they'll both give you a really good sight.
All right. Ray, what do you like?
Well, I mean, my best was in race 1, number 3, AC Bow. I do respect Vaporizing, but yeah, I was, as soon as I saw the fields, I was keen to be on him. So race 1, number 3. And my next best probably race 5, number 2, Metamorphic. I'm tipping a good day for Chris Waller, though. So let's hope the champion trainer is being interviewed by those out at Canterbury several times today.
All right. Now, Jared, I want to ask you about Zoo Style in a moment, too. But what's been best back today?
Definitely number 9 in race 5, Cozzy. Metavina at $2.60 currently, number 9. So race 5, number 9. Metavina.
Now, Tony Gollan has just confirmed now that Zoo Style will bypass the Stradbroke and go to the Daybreak Lover on the same day. Zoo Style was favoured for the Straddy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was $6, but we did have Doubtful beside it. That talk had been around for several days, Cozzy, so that wouldn't really surprise any. That tough run there, a few question marks over whether he'd be able to handle that in this class at this point in time. So, yeah, he's out. That market will be revamped as we speak, so looking forward to that. It's going to be a terrific race.
Yeah, good on you. All right, Jerry, we'll talk to you through the day.
Thanks, Cozzy.
Paul and Ray, have a top day and lots of winners.
Thank you very much. Good punting.
Yep, good luck, everyone. Cheers.